them of these European squattings in Germany and Holland. These are mass seizures of buildings which have been done on a rather successful rate in Europe. You could call them seizures of the moment, historically speaking. So it was getting hellishly hot, and I had to take a breather in the shade of a small tree, and I forgot about the scene for a while, and when I returned to my normal state...
You're listening to... listening to Radio KFR RSC, Radio Free Santa Cruz. This is Nutcracker Nick on the air. I'm doing the program for Bath Robespierre Robert, who's got the court appearance in San Francisco to take care of him, or he's taking care of them. Just going to put on a little music, and then we'll get back to my recent adventures at the housing occupation on the Presidio base in San Francisco.
In your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, you sow the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons. Well, they wouldn't hear down. They wouldn't read your writing, and they banned you from the town. But they couldn't stop you dreaming, and a victory you have won. For you sowed the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons. In your daughters and your sons. In your daughters and your sons. You sowed the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons. Well, your weary smile, it proudly hides the chain marks on your hands, as you bravely strive to realize the rights of everyone. And though your body's bent and low, victory you have won. For you sowed the seeds of justice in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. You sow the seeds of justice in your daughters and your sons. Well, I don't know your religion, but one day I heard you pray.
For you sow the seeds of freedom in your daughters and
daughters and your sons.
Afternoon. So they were socializing, they were very relaxed, laughing with each other. Probably talking about the party they'd been to the Saturday night before. Some other cops then arrived. Now this got serious. Other cops arrived with a big sinister looking toolbox and they began unpacking it. Oh my God, I thought, here we go. Tear gas, I'm sure that's it. Big solid box. But no, what they took out was big photographic cameras, official government photographic cameras. And I recall having helped to blockade a military base many years before. And they'd taken all our pictures. They didn't want our names, they just wanted our pictures. And maybe the fingerprints. I guess they combined the two. Well, a fellow blockader told me at that time the photos from all the major demonstrations are centrally located and cross-referenced. They don't need any names, they just prosecute the faces and the fingerprints that keep showing up the most. Perhaps, anyway, that's the system. Right then, my musing was interrupted by a howl of derision arising from the ranks of the people. For the first time, the air began to tremble with curses, rather vivid curses. The cause of this, I looked up to see a special squad trundling down the hill path with an enormous, enormous thing, which turned out to be a battering ram. Oh, now these were the only guys at the site who were doing any real work. I mean, these guys were earning their living. And they were a team of purebred, beef and brawn, pedigree bulls. And they were huffing and puffing and as they hauled this big ram, metallic ram thing, black steel, glistening. They hauled it up the tight stairway, very tight, steep stairway to the top level of the occupation. They drew breath briefly in some sort of rhythmic manner of their own. And then they began swinging this metal phallus back and forth against this puny door. Well, the door wasn't much against that. It soon splintered and gave way entirely. And they put their hand in and opened it. There was a mocking jeer from the humans assembled below because these blue bozos had done a totally unexpected thing. They had just smashed up the wrong door. There was nobody occupying that particular room. I guess that was just a practice run. As if it made any difference, a supervising officer went upstairs to redirect the beef crew. I mean, there were only two doors up there anyway. So what are they going to do now? Man, they managed to get the right door this time. One out of two ain't bad. Now maybe those guys were just trying to put in a little more overtime, huh? Maybe it's piecework, I don't know. So they began battering the second door. Ram smash, ram crunch, ram thud. No go. Bad news, blue boys. What was the cause of the obstacle? Well, the rabid radicals had really thought this one out. They had really barricaded this joint they were in. What they had shown was great construction skills. They'd been hammering these heavy timbers in place to protect the government property against this anticipated wanton destruction. Well, taking a little break and munching on their beef jerky, the squad goons got into a close huddle, put all their brains together, maybe they'll get a single thought. The muddle in the huddle. Now they were really stomping angry, I'm telling you, they were breathing steam there. Well, up they get, and oh, here we go again. Ram, boom, ram, ram, boom. Huff, puff, deep breath, ram, 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 ram. Swing, hurl, crash, rip, tear. And remember, this is all public property, taxpayers. Great stuff. Well, they finally, the blue-booted raiders, managed to break through and stomp through the door frame. And out with the plastic wrist thongs, tight as possible, of course, certain amount of arm twisting. The guilty liberators were led downstairs, innocent as the day. Yeah, these are the grown-up children of a movement that can't die, won't go away. They really represent the cure to this vitriolic anathema of repression ad nauseum. So the human throng below cheered its own heroes and kept on cheering as they got rudely thrust down the stairs into the courtyard and into a sheriff's van. There were tributes vibrating across the airspace of the no man's land, the neutral zone.
You did it all for us, Sarah. You'll be remembered, Joe.
People will stay free. You can't jail the spirit.
But the cheers turned to howls of resentment as the top cops ripped away the window banners above. Well, only government propaganda allowed, after all. So the windows had to be cleared of the banners of the people, the people's propaganda. Yeah, we've got to be satisfied with million-dollar slogans on TV instead, telling us what helpless, weak little consumers we are. But anyway, the action would be seen later because the professional cameraman from the network, commercial network, was filming non-stop. He was very devoted. And there was also a video man from the movement and several still photographers. Anyway, having arrested group number one, the beef jerkers and their battering ram, grunting their grumbles, pulled their official ass back up the slope to deal with occupation site number two. Hey babe, are you ready? Here comes another ram job. This time we experienced a good deal of frustration. You see, the solid blue guardian phalanx remained in place on the lower level. Meanwhile, the ram boys went up to the higher level to the next building. Well, if we wanted to see the attack, there was nothing to do but sneak around the outskirts of the compound and approach site number two from the weedy, neglected environs of the neighboring housing block. The grunters grab the stair rails, the grunters grope their way, the grunters grip their ramrod. Hey ho, they'll have their way. Can you take it, babe? Too bad, here it comes. Ram, ram, ditto, ditto, ram, ram, mega ditto, mega thud, sweat and blood, blood full of hormones, body full of well-paid groans. The patriotic demolition team slammed into its third door, the most stubborn and resistant yet, thud after thud. The guys looked weary. Their owner-manager stopped them and gave them a pep talk. Now, the trouble for the destruction dumbos was they couldn't see what we could clearly see. That a solid government-issue refrigerator, very large-size heavy refrigerator, had been placed up against the wall by the occupiers and was definitely defeating the Blue Crew's most strenuous efforts. Thud, thud, swing, swing, thud, thud, and finally they slammed their way through and toppled the refrigerator loudly onto the beautiful oak floor. I'm telling you, nobody destroys government property like government guys. There was another parade of honor as the obstreperous occupiers were removed. I saw our former lady of the bullhorn hurling herself up the ice plant slope beside me. Yes, our very own heroine of the people. Now she was taking pictures, photographs with her brownie camera. And that big, grim, meaty-faced cop moved in on her, the one with a downslung mouth like a horseshoe. This was pure hasslement, man. He didn't have to bother her. There was already a fence between those being arrested and our lady's position, for God's sake.
So I gave the big dude my worst evil eye, you know, the one that says, shame on you, bruiser. And he gave her one last bump with his protruding tummy, and then he backed off, fortunately. It's automatic with those guys, you know, it's territoriality. It's organized animal activity. Anyway, the heroine, like a matador, nimbly dodged most of his lunges, and she got her shots in. And I believe they will be published in the next issue of The Militant or The People's Tribune, or both. So all the heroes of the day were again carted away in sheriff's vans, and no doubt there would be banners and placards outside the courthouse when they got arraigned. After all, the people's struggle must always be made visible. So, traveling back to downtown, I mused in the back of an organizer's pickup. I mused on the likely costs to the regime to prevent these poor people from staying in this unused, perfectly safe housing. Let's see, 20 husky brutes at weekend overtime pay, 3 senior commanders of various law enforcement bodies, 10 special military police to guard the military housing in current use, 2 cavalry on horseback, I forgot to mention those guys, like reincarnations of the Bengal Lancers, money for replacement of damaged doors and damaged refrigerator and damaged floors. Well, this could be in the thousands and thousands of dollars, you know. If we occupied housing every day, and this could get pretty costly, you figure it. Okay, we're traveling in the back of a pickup, going back to town. There was a jovial black guy, he tall as a slippery elm, a man from Louisiana, and there was a lady from Marin, very nice lady, psychedelic clothing on. And both traveling in the hot camper shell in the pickup with me. And the black man suddenly says to her, or to everybody, "Hey, don't forget, naked beach party tonight below the old windmill." I guess he meant the relic of a windmill in Golden Gate Park. There's a beach near there. Well, it's been a hot, bright day. Nude moon bathing tonight. Now that sounds right on. Cool, brother. Anyway, I was scheduled for a political event that night, so I wasn't going to be there. We reached the center of downtown, cruising past the Opera House. Oh man, it was a jam up. The patrons were filing in to see a United Nations celebration, and they had to run the gauntlet of an assembly of conscience. Gathering on the steps by the agents of change, those restless religious folk and social radicals who want to promote a better world. This fertile cluster, this seed of hope, is sprouting in the public face in every city on the planet. It is an intense, though small, revolt against the bigness of our times, the dragon that pollutes our body, our mind, but not our spirit. I got out of the camper and said farewell to my comrades till further times. I wandered into Civic Plaza. The place was strewn with the down-at-heel debris of society. Grimy, they sat on the grit, the worn-out grass, the weather-weary benches. Winos, albinos, people with a sinos. It was like the end of the world came there. They got washed up in a tidal wave. Big, heavy, greasy women pushing carts, the Vikings of the sidewalk, couples with kids, black, white, brown, children of the rainbow. Rainbow sunset, rainbow sunrise. Is there hope on the horizon? I think so.
Give it to the people. Got to give it to the people. In December, people are in these sorceries, making a killing on the Timothy. suffering with the earthlings of the healing. Indian got the people in these sorceries making a killing. All those who are suffering with the earthlings of the healing. Indian got the people in these sorceries making a killing. All those who are suffering with the earthlings of the healing. Indian got the people in these sorceries making a killing. All those who are suffering with the earthlings of the healing.
That's the group I wanted to tell you so much about. It won't be the total group, but a part of that group, the lady singer there, Samaya Kambui, will be singing at the Mumia Jamal benefit on Sunday. And she's coming on at 9:30 that evening. There's a lot of talent between 3 and 12 at the Vets Hall on Front Street Sunday evening. Benefit for Mumia Abu Jamal Defense. Groups playing, Space Masons, after 4:30, Wind Cave, 7 o'clock. She'll be playing at 9:30 with her flautist, Samaya will. Yobody at 10:45, and you've got good acoustic musicians in between, and poets like me, and speakers from the Pelican Bay Information Project. That's an important message we're going to hear there. So it's $4 upwards. Be there from 3 till midnight at Vets Hall, Santa Cruz, Sunday. Okay.
To liberate our brother from that living death. Say the life of Mumia. Say the life of Mumia. They let the death penalty fall on the life of Mumia. I put him to mind. Thank you. let the death penalty fall. The life of Mumia builds a mall.
Nutcracker Nick, filling in for big-hearted Bapier Bob, who's up in San Francisco, dealing with court matters. I'm just going to make a slight transition here. I've got a friend on the telephone, so bear with me. There'll be a little dead air time while I put in another tape here. Back with those crazy guys from Malagasy. Remember them off the coast of South Africa?
Fanon nekize, faizai nima piat tandrimo. In a loud they pretty good? They're not bad at all. From that remote corner of the world, Malagasy, Indian Ocean. A very mixed culture there. Some of the people are Malay. You may have heard some Malaysian influence in their music. You may also have heard the African rhythms, and there are also some Indians from the Asian subcontinent of India who live there. Malagasy is a very mixed cultural place. It used to be French. It was called Madagascar. They're very beautiful, nostalgic sounds. The island has a lot of problems environmentally. It used to be lush jungle on one coast, and relatively desert-like on the other coast. Just like everywhere else, the rainforest or jungle is being depleted, but there's still quite a lot of it left, and that jungle is the home of the lemurs. Remember the lemurs that are very human-like monkey family? They have very long noses, and they have a howling. They have an interesting sound they make. They live up in the trees there. I've just managed to scratch together a few more details of this monster program at the Vets Hall on Sunday. And I'm pushing this because the Vets Hall is very large. The organizers of this event are out on a limb, in a way, running an event from 3 o'clock till midnight. It's really important to show up there. And hey, for the very small price of just a couple of bucks here, people can really have a good time. $4 to $10, wow. $4 minimum, yeah. Simba Kenyatta will be speaking. I think that's an important thing to note, because he always has something very pertinent and very challenging to say. One of the few people who can put all this in a true nutshell from an African-American's perspective. And believe me, that perspective is different. We thought we understood the significance of Mumia Abu-Jamal, but I think Simba will enhance that for us. Mel Mason, a black city councilman from Seaside, is coming up from Monterey County. Mel Mason is an interesting guy. He has run in elections as a socialist. Definitely going to be an interesting speaker. And Evelyn Schoenfeld, a very experienced actress and teacher who has long been a part of the resistance movement. Among guitarists, Greg Chansky will be playing. Among poets, another singer here, just before I mention the poet, Christopher Ewell, who I'm told is a singer of songs with racial and social themes. That should be interesting. And starting off the whole event at round about 3 o'clock, Peggy Sue from Watsonville, a very working class poet, is going to perform some symbolic ritualistic opening of the event. So this is a really good program. And I hope this is a good program you're listening to. You can call me in now. We have a little time before Bob comes in with his campaign against the DA. 427-3772. Give me a call. Phone line is here. It works. 427-3772. Listening to Radio Free Santa Cruz, or Free Radio Santa Cruz. And here's something that Robert North provided me with before he left. It's a list of your rights before the Citizens Police Review. This is a good thing to memorize, because you might meet somebody on the street or in your neighborhood who needs to go before the Citizens Police Review. They've had an altercation with an officer, or they were disrespected by an officer, whatever. Here's the process. Robert's got this printed out. It's available also in printed form. it says you should leave an open copy of the complaint with the board. The board has offices, which he doesn't list on this sheet. Thank you very much, Robert. But they do have offices downtown, close to the whole Animal Resource Center run by friends of mine, Jack and Lisa. The whole Animal Resource Store, just up the road from them on the same block, is the Citizens Police Review Board. The complaint forms are available at the library, too, I believe. Ask the review board to keep a copy of your complaint in a file open to public inspection. Otherwise, the police will put it in a personnel file. So you must insist in writing, or strongly insist, that your complaint be kept in an open file where the public can see it. Stop Police Abuse Now, my little group, can advise you further using this information by calling 475-2012, 475-2012, if you need to make a complaint about police actions. Now I'm going to read you something. This is really strange stuff. I got this. Remember Mitch Schneider's Community Center for Nonviolence? It's a homeless shelter in Washington. I visited it when we went lobbying there, lobbying Congress for some bills to extend the funds for building economical housing, so we didn't need to put people in shelters. They're holding a national homeless conference there in Washington. Wow, it's going to be opened with an invocation by Archbishop, no less. He's a black Archbishop, George Stallings of Imani Temple. I seem to remember he was a black Catholic who left the Catholic Church and started the Imani Temple. Okay, that's interesting. A welcome address by D.C. Mayor Marion Barry, a very colorful character of color. Tipper Gore has been invited to speak. So this is like where the swells meet the swells stop meeting the rich and famous and meet the poor and homeless, apparently bridging the gap sort of approach. And it's a good event. They're trying to make some decisions nationally by getting the voice of the homeless in panel discussion and, I guess, working with the government towards realistic solutions. There's a prayer breakfast. Okay, we all need a few prayers for our own good. Quote here, interesting quote from the Bible that they put in their material. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? So all the deadbeats must arise and put into practice their feelings about caring for others. Not just mouthing the faith of that. There's a fashion, this is a bit bizarre. There's a fashion show that will serve as a fundraiser for the shelter, for Mitch Schneider's shelter. And then they're having an ecumenical outdoor prayer service under a tent outside this federally funded shelter. Okay, back to the fashion show fundraiser, showcasing the latest designs by world-renowned fashion designers. Hey, this is all going on in Washington, D.C., August 25th. Pretty bizarre event, if you ask me. Produced by no less a person than Harvey Starr Washington. Homeless people and guest celebrities will participate in this exciting celebrity fashion show. Wow, how about going along there with your dreads and your old, worn-out, patched-up, no-ass blue jeans and your string sandals and grimy feet? I'm sure you could take part in the celebrity fashion show in Washington. This is almost like unreal reality. Okay, let's get on to something that sounds a little more real. Okay, family reunion dinner for all those who benefited from the shelter and recovered their wits, no doubt. Black tie dinner. Oh man, what's going on here? This is for all those who have tirelessly served homeless people and are tired of seeing them in their rags. So they, the servers of the homeless people, dress up in the black ties. Anybody who's done it for the last 25 years, anybody who's ever helped a homeless person can go along to the black tie dinner. Performances by guest celebrities. They're really strong on the celebrities. And well-wishing from civic leaders and other dignitaries. Well, I guess if you're on the street and out of luck, you don't qualify as a dignitary. You've lost your dignity. We anticipate airing our black tie dinner on cable television. Hey, I don't know about you, but this is not beginning to sound like a grassroots national homeless conference, which is what they claim. It's beginning to sound like a strange and odd combination. Almost back to the Reagan years. I don't think this is odd because I don't believe these people are like that. I've been to their shelter and they're very devoted to serving people. They took them in off the street late at night while I was there. Washington, D.C. is a funny place. You actually see people sleeping under the on the plinths of the statues of famous historic figures. You know, you'll see George Washington up there on a horse during the Revolution, and underneath you'll find a couple of homeless people camping out right under the horse. That's the place they're going to spend the night. Okay, how about a call, folks? Nick is feeling a little lonely here. 427-3772.
Thank you. Menan mas maitan van sartan rap mi chenge yo asago Menan mas maitan van sartan rap mi chenge yo asago mam No lu chau tieng ya na no lu ngo chi ma te ya o sa ko ma Ya no lu chau tieng ya na no lu ngo chi ma te ya o sa ko ma Asa mamara, ana rumangan, asa mamara, asa mamara, usa, ana rumbaya.